Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtue of dhikr and encouragement to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we were explaining many benefits of dhikr. Dhikr is not only restricted. The benefit of dhikr is not only restricted to one's internal self, but externally also there's a lot of benefits that are found as far as the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. It generates peace of mind and tranquility. It cures, is a means of curing illnesses. It purifies the heart. It draws sustenance. It protects one from the whisperings of shaitan. And we also explained that how you have a cleaner and a detergent for everything. Allah Ta'ala has made the polish, the detergent, the cleansing of the heart. Allah has made it his zikr. So the zikr is of Allah Ta'ala is a very great thing. Actually, it is mentioned that it is the recipe for the existence of the whole earth and everything that is around the earth, the whole universe, everything is existing because of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, if there's not one person to take the name of Allah ta'ala on earth, Allah ta'ala will cause the destruction of the whole world, the whole universe. It's because the name of Allah ta'ala is taken, Allah ta'ala is allowing this universe to continue. So this shows the power of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dhikr is such a thing that the more we practice and the more we engage on it, the more it will come on a person's tongue. And today, as we do the ayat, we'll see that it must come also in the heart. So one is dhikr on the tongue, and the other is dhikr in the heart. Dhikr in the heart is a person can continuously make dhikr. The dhikr of the tongue, when a person goes into the toilet, he has to stop. He can't make dhikr of the tongue. He's not allowed to make dhikr of the tongue in the toilet. But the dhikr of the heart, even if a person is in the toilet, even if a person is sleeping also, that heart is continuously making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this comes when a person continuously makes effort to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explain that the ultimate dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be conscious of Allah ta'ala and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every respect. This is the ultimate dhikr that a person can make. And this is what we should be striving for, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that we do. Anyway, continuing. So we do the next few ayat for today. وقال تعالى واذكر ربك في نفسك تضرعا وخيفة ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو والآصال ولا تكن من الغافلين. In Surah A'raf, Allah Ta'ala says, continuously remember your sustainer, your Allah, in your heart with humility and awe and without raising your voice. In other words, do not scream. When a person is making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, don't scream and make the dhikr. A person should make it audibly, preferably. Or if a person is in a situation where he can't make it audibly, a person makes it silently. Or in this ayat is telling us that a person even makes zikr in his heart. That remember, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ. That remember your Allah Ta'ala in your heart with humility and awe, without raising your voice. Remember him by morning and evening, and do not remain heedless. Do not become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. In Surah Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala says, remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly so that you may be successful. When it comes to the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, other things, ulama explain that a person should do it proportionately. In other words, a person shouldn't do excessively. But the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is done obviously under guidance, a person can do excessive dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no harm. In other words, any free time that he has. Obviously now a person does everything. When I say he does it under guidance, sometimes dhikr also got heat in it. So a person overdoes it, then it can affect him mentally. But when he's doing it under guidance, zikr is such a thing that he can do excessively. That's why we are told, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. So in this ayat of the Quran, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah ta'ala abundantly so that you may be successful. So here he's teaching us one of the benefits of zikr is a person will become successful. Which one of us don't want success? وقال تعالى إن المسلمين والمسلمات إلى قوله تعالى والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. In Surah Ahzab, Allah Ta'ala uniquely mentions every male, and Allah Ta'ala mentions the female species also in every one of these good actions. And one of the good actions that are mentioned is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just to do the translation of this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that surely the Muslim men and the Muslim woman, the believing men and the believing woman, the truly devout men and the truly devout woman, the truthful men and the truthful woman, the patiently enduring men and the patiently enduring woman, The humble men and the humble woman, these are all good qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spelling out in this ayat. So as part of the good qualities going on, the charity giving men and the charity giving woman, the fasting men and the fasting woman, the men who guard their chastity and the woman who guard their chastity, the men who remember Allah ta'ala, this part of this ayat ties up with the chapter that we're doing. Therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this ayat here. The men who remember Allah ta'ala abundantly and the woman who remember Allah ta'ala abundantly, Allah ta'ala, and this is the reward that they get for their good actions, Allah ta'ala has set aside for them forgiveness and a great reward. This ajran azima is just translated here as a great reward, but a great reward from the greatest of the great, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only when the person's eyes close, then he'll appreciate what great reward Allah ta'ala has kept in store for him. فالمعايات وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. In Surah Ahzab, Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, remember Allah Ta'ala with unceasing remembrance. In other words, continuously remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and continue glorifying Him at morning and evening. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. The person is continuously thinking of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and automatically he gets saved from gunah. Because now he's thinking that Allah Ta'ala is aware of me, Allah is looking at me. Person is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will save him from misusing the tongue, misusing his eyes, misusing his ears, misusing his mind, misusing his body. Why? He's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also you'll find that this person who's conscious of Allah Ta'ala, his dealings also will be very straight. His akhlaq will be very good. His mannerisms will be very good. Why? He's conscious that I'll have to answer Allah Ta'ala whatever I'm doing. So he treat his wife well, he'll treat his staff well, he'll treat his family well, he'll be a good musalli to the other people in the masjid. This person will be a very good person generally when he's conscious, truly conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just that he makes zikr and nothing else, but he's conscious of Allah ta'ala, then he'll be conscious of every other action that emanates from himself. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.